Before I start, I humbly request the brothers to please very quickly just stand up to form the rows. Inshallah, there are many brothers waiting outside to come inside. Please, if you see any gaps, please fill it in. Stand shoulders to shoulders. Once your row is completed, you may please sit down. Jazakallah khairan. Thank you for your cooperation as always. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه الأتقياء أما بعد Respected brothers and sisters, today we shall read a verse, and there are a few verses in the Holy Quran with the same theme. Allah says, قُلْ تَعَالَوْ أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا For sure, there are at least three different verses in the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first mentions His right. And His right is, لَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا Do not ascribe partners in any form or shape with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Tawheed. Do not ascribe any partners. This is Allah's right. Immediately after Allah's right, and again, like I said, we find this pattern in a few different verses across the Quran. The next person's right Allah mentions is the right of the parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا Inshallah, I shall talk about this a bit more in the 15th juz when we come, inshallah. Today, I shall just mention one, two points. Just 2 days ago, I was hearing the talk of Sheikh Suleiman Mulla. Many people probably remember him. He came to our masjid. He gave a talk a few months ago. Sheikh Suleiman Mulla from South Africa. And he was in Blackburn for a few days in Ramadan. And one thing he said was very amazing. He said to his audience in the masjid, he goes, and mashallah, he's a world-renowned scholar. He said, my dear brothers and sisters, whatever you see of me, he goes, I am nothing. Whatever you see is the dua of my mother. These are his words. Whatever I am today, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me today is due to the dua of his mother. Second point, we all know Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sudais, the Grand Imam of Masjid al-Haram. Sheikh Sudais was a very naughty child, if you didn't know. These are his words. He had an interview, I heard the interview. He was a very naughty child. And once they had a dawat around their house, and he must have done something to the food. And imagine how angry his mum must have been, you know, preparing food for the whole day, and last minute your child does something to the food. It can make you extremely angry, and then the guests are about to arrive. At that time, generally, as human beings, we make a dua, but not the right one. We make the dua against someone. So in that situation, she would have made a dua against her son, Sheikh Abdul Rahman Sudais. Instead, she said, may Allah make you the Imam of Haram. This is not a joke. These are his words. You can watch on YouTube. May Allah make you the Imam of the Haram. She said that in anger. And this is very important, my dear brothers. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith in regards to three people whose duas are accepted swiftly. When I mean swiftly, I mean swiftly. There's no barriers. There's no barriers. One of them is the dua of a parent for their child. Whether you make a dua for your child, whether it's for him or against him, it will get accepted. Please remember, we don't really understand this point, but it is a very, very important point. We all know as parents that we should make dua, a good dua for our child. Okay? It doesn't matter how old your child may be, we are always in need of the dua of our parents. That's why many people, one of the reasons they get very, very sad when their parent or parents pass away, they get even more sad, is not just the fact that their parent has passed away, but because their parent was a means and a tools of making dua for them for their prosperity in life. And now that door has shut. They were a means of making dua for the prosperity and the goodness of their child or their children, but now that door is shut. So my point is, my dear brothers, according to the hadith, whether you make a dua for your child or against your child, we call it in our language, baddua. Yes? In both cases, it will get accepted. That's why, my dear brothers and sisters, when we are angry, it is very important. You know, I know, look, we are human beings, but even though we are human beings, we shouldn't say something at the time of anger. Generally, when we are angry, we shouldn't say something. You know, once someone was passing my house, I was walking outside my house, they stopped me, they said, "Sheikh, can you help me?" I said, "How can I help you?" "Oh, I just gave my wife three talaqs. I said, "Brother, what do you do that for? You could have gave her one." He goes, "But Sheikh, I was angry." So I said, "Brother, I know you're angry, but who gives their wife free divorces when they're happy anyway?" You know? So the point is, when you are angry as a parent and it's regards to you and your child, it is very important that we are mindful what we say. Because what we are going to say is going to go straight to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no barriers. So I have been clear in regards to this point. The dua we make for our child or against our child, in both situations they get accepted. And this is according to the hadith. This is not what I'm saying. So this was the main point. Inshallah, in regards to, there's more I want to say, but inshallah, in the 15th juz, when we come to the similar verse, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّا, inshallah, I shall mention a few more points. Inshallah, quick free announcements, important ones. I've mentioned a few days ago that we must treat the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to its cleanliness. We should treat it more better than we treat our homes. This is the house of Allah. Unfortunately, yesterday there was a situation, there was an incident where someone must have bought a drink and it must have spilt on the carpet, and it's obviously stained the carpet. My dear brothers, we've paid a lot. You and I, or shall I say, you have paid a lot of money for the house of Allah. That's why we request that please, at the time of Taraweeh, please do not bring any form of drinks. Alhamdulillah, you can bring water or you can get water from the masjid. So we very humbly request you, please only use water, only drink water during Taraweeh. Please, for the month of Ramadan, please avoid bringing any other drinks. The second point is, I mentioned one of the virtues of Umar radiallahu anhu, which was that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if there was going to be a prophet after me, it would have been Umar. Let me tell you another virtue. In the Quran, there has been 6, 7, or 8 incidents in the Quran where Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu gave his opinion. During the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave his opinion. My dear brothers, do you know his opinion became part of the Quran? His opinion became part of the Quran. The reason why I'm saying this is, again, I want to very humbly request, if you really think that Taraweeh is 8 rakats, totally fine. But what I would like to request you is, please remember, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for your concern and my concern, for your worry and my worry, He used to stay up for hours and hours during the night time, so much so that his feet became swollen. His feet became swollen. So this is the time, and you know, after 8 rakats, you can make intention that the rest of your rakats will be nafil, and inshallah that nafil will be equivalent to a farad act. My dear brothers, this reward we will not get outside Ramadan. An optional deed which will become equivalent to a farad act reward, we will not get this outside the month of Ramadan. So for the sake of reward, and we are all in need of reward, just put some pressure on your nafs, go against your nafs, and see how much longer you can stay after 8 rakats if you leave after 8 rakats. Just keep in mind the reward. Because it is only the reward which will come with us in our graves. Our shrouds will not have any pockets to put anything inside. We will go empty-handed. Rasulullah SAW says, only your good deeds and bad deeds will accompany you in every single person's grave. We are all in need of good deeds. And there's no better month than the month of Ramadan to accumulate good deeds. Jazakallahu khairan. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
Please straighten our rows. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah, hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamatis s-salah, qad qamatis s-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون أحل لكم ليلة الصيام الرفث إلى نسائكم هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن علم الله أنكم كنتم تختانون أنفسكم فتاب عليكم وعفى عنكم فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها كذلك يبين الله آياته للناس لعلهم يتقون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.